City Street. You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with morons will be Martha and Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork. And the lad that's howling up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his mammy's from Kildare. And he's going to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. For me to go, I have to catch me train. So I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry. When we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe the amount of books that are here, and the CDs, the cassettes, the long playing vinyl records as well are stacked throughout the place. There are two floors. The upstairs floor is just packed with good reading, and the downstairs floor is a delight of the classics and the most popular novels that you can find. Secondhand, but first rate, so come on down. Kaylee Radio is delighted to be broadcasting live on the street, I tell you. We're a street corner bunch. We're like a small little gang of kids, Celtic bunch, running about, singing and dancing and playing the music. Come on down and listen, and come on down and shop at Ed's Bookstore on the corner of Prince Street and Charlotte Street. And I'll pass you back now to the main man himself, Glenn Gray, host and broadcaster at Kaylee Radio, and doing the honors this afternoon. Away to Glenn now.
You're listening to Kaylee Radio, and we're broadcasting live right on Charlotte Street on the sidewalk. We're here in Ed's Bookstore. Come on down and see a vast array of used books, some good quality books, and all kinds of titles as well. And we'll be here till 3 o'clock, myself, Glenn Gray, and my host, co-host, Robert O'Hearn. Coming up now, we have a song going on to a good friend of ours, Jack Morrison from Bedeck, and this one is called Cape Breton by the Sea.
There's a little bit of Scotland way across the sea, nestled in the ocean, oh, it's so dear to me. Its hills and lakes and beauty are beyond compare. The nearest thing to heaven is to be found there in Cape Breton by the sea. From Canso to to Cape North, from Louisburg to Inverness, in beautiful sport. Dark sparkling diamond lake, off the beautiful Labrador, where God's hand has sprinkled splendor that will last forevermore. In this island of Cape Breton, Scots and Frenchmen both agree, there is gaiety and laughter, oh, what a place to see. Mid the gaily stand the frolic, where the pipes and fiddles play, and the dancing girls are charming, oh, this is where I'll stay. In Cape Breton by the sea, from Canso to Cape Nor, from Louisburg to Inverness, in beautiful sport, the sparkling diamond lakes, of the beautiful Labrador, where God's hand has sprinkled splendor that will last forevermore. By the shores or in the woodlands, you can see young lovers stroll, as they list to the birds singing or the angry ocean roll. They plan about the future as along the paths they roam, and they know for sure and certain they will have to make their home in Cape Breton by the sea. From Canso to Cape Nor, from Louisburg to Inverness, it's beautiful for the sparkling diamond lake, off the beautiful Labrador, where God's hand has sprinkled splendor that will last forevermore. Be ye miner, lad, or farmer, or fisher off the sea, or lumberjack or store clerk, whatever you may be, there is heaven here on earth, on this isle we love so true, may we always sing its praises, Cape Breton is to you, oh Cape Breton by the sea. From Canso to Cape Nor, from Louisburg to Inverness, it's beautiful sport, the sparkling diamond lake, of the beautiful Labrador, where God's hand has sprinkled splendor that will last forevermore. Where God's hand has sprinkled splendor that will last forevermore.
That was our good friend, Jack Morrison from Bedeck. And I also like to send out a special shout out today to our good friend out in Beaver Cove, Mr. Jack Cool. Jack does our late night oldies on Friday nights at 11 p.m. So tune in and hear all the very best of the old-time oldies. Coming up now, we have the next song is Fogarty's Cove by Celtic Connection. We're broadcasting live today from Ed's Bookstore on Charlotte Street, so stop by and see the great vast variety that Ed has of good used books and excellent prices.
Lost sight of the Queen's Board light down the bay before us, and the wind's blown some cold today with just a wee touch of snow. Along the shore from Lazy Head, hard to beam up island, tonight we'll let the anchors go down in Fogarty's Cove. Like Sally's like the raven's wing, her hair is like a mother's, with hands to make quick work of it shore and eyes like copper snow. Sometimes she'll walk the beach, wrapped in my old duffel, with her eyes upon the masthead reach, down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk sand shores so plain, watch the boulders rolling, till I come to our old chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. She'll walk sand shores again, watch the boulders rolling, till I come to our old chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. When I'm away to sea, nags me when I'm with her, she'd rather I had a government job and maybe go on the dole. But along the way, she puts about her nose into the channel, my Sally keeps suffering a bit for me down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk sandy shores so plain, watch the boulders rolling, till I come to our old chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She'll walk sandy shores again, watch the boulders rolling, till I come to our old chance again.
plane, watch the motors rolling, till the Thunder Wallows chance again down in Foley's Cove. She walks sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till the Thunder Wallows chance again down in Foley's Cove.
Now 'twas 25 or 30 years since Decker saw the light. He came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. He was born aboard his father's ship as she was heaving to, about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Baccalieu.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor, he was born upon the bright blue sea.
When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor where his father fished before. On his way home in the fog he met a heavy gale, and Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor, he was born upon the bright blue sea.
Lucy. Well, the whale went straight for Baffin Bay, about 90 knots an hour. And every time he'd blow a spray, he'd send it in a shower. And well, says Jack unto himself, let's see what he's about. And he grabbed the whale all by the tail and turned him inside out.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor, on the bright blue sea. And Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor, he was born upon the bright blue sea. Yes, he was born upon the bright blue sea.
Ah, that's true. And I met Jack, you know that, up in Halifax one day when his schooner boat was pulled into the harbor. And he was drunk as a skunk, I tell you. Well, come on down now to Charlotte Street, the corner of Prince and Charlotte. And we're at Ed's Bookstore, where hundreds, well, I might even say thousands of books are available for you now to broaden your mind. Vinyl records, cassettes, CDs. Who knows, there might even be a floppy disk that you might find amongst the stacks. Come on down, search. It's a pure adventure. The books are high quality and the prices are as low as you can get them. We're looking forward to seeing you, and I'm going to pass you back now to Mr. Cayley Radio himself, Glenn Gray. We're at our remote studio right at the sidewalk. Come on down and see us. We're as cute as two little bugs in a pod, I tell you.
All right, we're here at Ed's Bookstore in Charlotte Street. We're broadcasting live on Cayley Radio, and coming up now we have the Irish Descendants and the Irish Rover.
One, two, three. Well, my pretty little girl, I'm lay in the fog. The whole of the crew it was reduced down to two, myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, it nearly tumbled over. She spun nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rovers, so fare me well, my pretty little girl. I must sail away. Fare me well, my pretty little girl. I must sail away. Fare me well, my pretty little girl. I must sail away. Fare me well, my pretty little girl. I must sail away.
And that was the Irish Descendants and the Irish Rover. We're broadcasting live right on the sidewalk here on Sherrill Street in front of Ed's Bookstore. Come on down to Ed's and have a good look at the vast array of books he has and listen to some fine music. Coming up now for all you Stan Rogers fans, Make and Break Harbor.
How still lies the bay in the light western airs, which blow from the crimson horizon. Once more we tack home with a dry empty hold, saving gas with the breezes so fair. She's a kindly Cape Islander old, but still sound, but so lost in the long liner's shadow. Make and break and make do, but the fish are so few that she won't be replaced should she founder. Now it's so hard to not think of before the big war, when the cod went so cheap, but so plenty. Foreign trawlers go by now with long-seeing eyes, taking all where we seldom take any. And the young folk don't stay with the fishermen's ways. Long ago they all moved to the city. And the ones left behind, old and tired and blind, won't work for a pound, for a penny. In Make and Break Harbor, the boats are so few. Too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry. I'm run away, lost, and forgotten. Now I can see the big draggers have stirred up the bay, leaving lobster traps smashed on the bottom. Can they think it don't pay to respect the old ways that make and break men have not forgotten? For we still keep our time to the turn of the tide, and this boat that I built with my father still lifts to the sky. The one lunger and I still talk like old friends on the water. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few. Too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry are blown away, lost and forgotten. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few. Too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry are blown away, lost and forgotten.
Yeah, the late and great Stan Rogers and Make and Break Harbor. We're broadcasting live this afternoon right on the sidewalk here on Charlotte Street at Ed's Bookstore, 330 Charlotte Street. Stop by, see the vast array of books, and to talk to Ed. He got great prices. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. Coming up now, we have the Carlton Show Band and Old Johnny Bucca.
I do believe, Old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Johnny Bucca, well, he lived by himself as long as he had perfect health. Then one day he took himself a wife to look after him for the rest of his life.
And I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Now old Mrs. Bucca had a very bad leg, and the doctor ordered her to bed. He called up Johnny and he said to him, you better rub your wife's old leg with gin.
Singing, I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Now old Johnny Bucca, well, he thought it was a sin to rub his wife's old leg with gin. He took the gin and he poured it on his throttle, and he rubbed his wife's old leg with the bottle.
Singing, I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Now old Johnny Bucca went a-walking that day, down to the river he happened to stray. He fell in and he began to shout, there was no bugger there for to pull the bugger out.
Singing, I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Now the Lord made the bees, and the bees made the honey, and the Lord made men, and the men made money. Well, the Lord made the devil, and the devil made sin. Now we had to dig a hole just to put the bugger in.
Singing, I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he. I do believe, old Johnny Bucca was a gay old bugger, and a gay old bugger was he.
Yes, old Johnny Bucca from the Carlton Show Band. We're broadcasting live from Charlotte Street right on the sidewalk today. We're having a sidewalk gaily. Come on down, listen to some music, and stop in at Ed's Bookstore. We're going to say, well, you couldn't have a gaily without having some good fiddle music, and who better than Natalie McMaster and Buddy McMaster? And it's called the King George Medley. Listen now to Natalie and Buddy.
Thank you. rain softly falling. In the distance, I can hear a foghorn sound. I pull my blanket just a little closer. My mind's on a ship, southward bound. On a voyage through a memory, sailing on a silver sea. The moon and stars above now brightly shine. The wind that fills the sails is a lullaby that tells a tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. The ocean has always been a part of me. I can feel the salt water running through my veins. I think of all the places where my ship will take me. But the thought of your gentle whispers leaves me stranded. On a voyage through a memory, sailing on a silver sea. The moon and stars above now brightly shine. The wind that fills the sails is a lullaby that tells a tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. As I rise, look out my window. A wall of gray right before my eyes. And the sea it comes where time is slowly ticking. How I wish that I could make my life feel fine. Through a memory, sailing on a silver sea. The moon and stars above now brightly shine. The wind that fills the sails is a lullaby that tells a tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. On a voyage through a memory, sailing on a silver sea. The moon and stars above now brightly shine. The wind that fills the sails is a lullaby that tells a tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. Yes, the wind that fills the sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind.
That was the Merciless Men from Newfoundland. Coming up now, we have the grandfather of Celtic music, Mr. John Allen Cameron, and his song, The Mary Ellen Carter.
She went down last October in the pouring, driving rain. The skipper for he'd been drinking, and the mate he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. The Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just a spy aboard her when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down caused her to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners rode her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, then met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. They laughed at us and said we had a woe. Well, we talked to her all winter, some days around the clock. She'd score the 250 floating at the dock. With every char that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. We've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 times a day in the heart of soon, and twice I've had to bend. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow. We'd never have the strength to go below. Well, we patched her wrecks, stopped her vents, stopped hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then pick up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Well, we couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She saved her life so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunk and rats who left her to a sorry grave, they looked at asking in another day. And you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards flying to you everywhere you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Better name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who love the best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life without end, no matter what you lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter.
Yes, we're broadcasting live this afternoon right on Charlotte Street, right on the sidewalk. Sidewalk Healy, down here at Ed's Bookstore on Charlotte Street. Stop by. Come on in and see all of the vast variety of books. Excellent places. And if you like some of the music that you're listening to today, you can go to our download page on Kaylee Radio. We have Late Night Oldies with DJ Jack Cool, Phantom Country with host Kenny Walsh. You just heard Kenny a moment ago. We have a Pig and Whistle Soul from the North Sydney Fire Hall, Glenn's Golden Oldies from the North Sydney Fire Hall, the Sing-Along Show with an 80-page song lyrics book, trivia podcast, Sounds of Summer Show, the Miner's Daughter Restaurant Show, St. Patrick's Day, that Robert and I co-hosted, and many, many old-time radio comedy shows such as Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, and radio serials such as Dragnet and Only the Shadow Knows. All these programs are free to download at our website. Build up your music library for summer listening at the beach, around the campfire, or just relaxing on your deck. Log on to www.kayleeradio.com and click on the podcast link to get your free music. Coming up now, we have the Girls of Neal's Harbor.
Sail, sail away into another day. I heard someone say it, baby, father. Tune. and we'll drink to the girls of Neil's Harbor. Sail, sail the coast to the one you love the most. The seaman hates to boast, but my heart's larger. I'm thinking of you in Neil's Harbor. The waves, they roll along, and the sea, she sings her song. And it's home where I belong, beside the fire. And I'm home once again in Neil's Harbor.
Speaking of harbor, if you want to come over Sunday night, right across the harbor in North Sydney, from 6 to 8, Kaylee Radio is hosting an evening summer Kaylee at Indian Beach in North Sydney. There's plenty of parking, and you can sit in the comfort of your vehicle, enjoy the summer weather, and bring your own chair and listen to our show and watch the sun go down. Indian Beach is located on Purvis Street along the waterfront, and there's a children's playground as well as the beach to entertain your young ones. In the event of rain, we'll broadcast from 6 to 8 on Tuesday evenings. The shows are brought to you courtesy of our community sponsors, McIntyre Hardware and Crown Taxi. But if you're in town today in Sydney, stop by Ed's Bookstore on Charlotte Street and stop in and see Ed's big variety of books at really excellent prices. Coming up now, Evans and Doherty and All For McGraw.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. Sure I spent all me tin with the lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
Where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? They're all gone for beer and tobacco. For the soles are worn out, and the heels are kicked about. The uppers looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. Sure I spent all me tin with the lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me shirt, me noggin, noggin shirt? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the sleeves they are all torn and the collar's all worn. And it's arses looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. Sure I spent all me tin with the lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since first I came ashore with me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes. I'm full of pains and aches, so I think I make a track for way out yonder.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. Sure, I spent all me tin with the lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. Sure, I spent all me tin with the lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
Hello everybody out there in radio world, this is Ed Gillis from Ed's Bookstore. I'd just like to take this opportunity to once again thank Glenn and Robert for coming here and showing some wonderful local support. This is the second time that Glenn and his crew have pitched in to give me a hand here, and I couldn't be any more appreciative. And what a great marriage it is, too. Music, books, and storytelling. So I just want to once again thanks Glenn and really appreciate all the work that Glenn puts into the community, and I'm sure he's not making $1 million doing it. He's doing it out of the love of his heart. And we all reap the benefit of that. But once again, just hello, and I hope you're enjoying the day. And I know these guys have been pushing my wares here all afternoon, so I don't want to wear out my welcome there, but certainly come on down and drop in and visit the cats. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Coming up again, now we have Great Big Sea from Newfoundland and their song, The Mermaid.
Was a lad in a fishing town. The old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim. But don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. I signed unto a sailing ship my very first day at sea. I seen the mermaid in the waves, they're reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor, and I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar upon the silver dish. From her head to her waist it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I only like the upper part, I did not like the tail. Swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales. Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by, set my heart a whirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale. Her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, and I don't give a damn about the upper part. That's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, up and down. Show me your fins. There, fishy, fishy, fishy.
If you're enjoying the music today, come on down to Ed's Bookstore on Charles Street. We're on the sidewalk. We're having a sidewalk, Kelly. We're here for a little more, possibly about roughly an hour or so. My co-host, Robert O'Hearn, and myself, Glenn Gray. And that was the Irish Descendants and Barrett's Privateers. Coming up now, we have the Barry McNeils and their song again from the Alistair McGilvery songbook, Coal Town Road.
We get up in the black,
down the coal town road,
and we hike along the track,
where the coal trains load.
And we make the ponies pull, till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again.
Down the coal town road,
we hear the whistle call,
down the coal town road,
and we take our towels and all,
where the coal trains load.
In the cages then we drop, till there's nowhere else to fall, and we leave this world behind us,
down the coal town road.
We never see the sun,
down the coal town road,
at a penny for a ton,
where the coal trains load.
When our shift comes up on top, we're so thankful to be done. We head home to sleep and dream
about the coal town road.
There's miners' little sons
down the coal town road,
playing with the cowboy guns
where the coal trains load.
For they better make the best of the childhood while it runs. There's a pick and shovel waiting
down the coal town road.
If there's a God for us
down the coal town road,
all the miners he can bless
where the coal trains load.
For we're sweating in the hole, sucking down the devil's dust, just to keep the fires a-blazing
down the coal town road. We get up in the black, down the coal town road, and we hike along the track, where the coal trains load. And we make the ponies pull, till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again, down the coal town road. And we make the ponies pull, till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again, down the coal town road.
Coming up next, we have a very special one. This is for a good friend here, my co-host as well. One of our favorite songs from the godfather of Celtic music, John Allan Cameron. This song is called Sound the Pibroch.
Sound the pibroch loud on high, from John of Groats to the Isle of Skye. Let every clan their slogan cry, rise and follow Charlie.
As she
devoted men by dark Loch Shiel they've made their stand, and bravely bound with heart and hand to rise and follow Charlie.
As she
they cry, claymore, claymore. They bravely fight, what can they mourn? But rise and fight for Charlie. Such deeds again, deserted is each highland glen, and lonely cairns lie o'er the men who fought and died for Charlie.
As she
as she
as she
Coming up now, all the way from Marble, we have the Rankin family and Mull River Shuffle.
Mr. McNeil, the fine shape that he's in, there is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend, raising the jar and raising hell. There's plenty of stories that they will tell, some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. He's having a few we can hardly see. A raft is buggy around a tree. Someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell. There's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. The dad's got a fearful hammer, and today I'll stutter and stammer, and there'll be hell to pay come Saturday. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. Along the shores of Hagama, raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some part of true detail and some are purely fiction. There they stand by the door, selling bush by the score, asking you to buy some more along the shores of Hagama. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction.
The devil and full of the rum. I'll go home, I'll go home, well, I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum.
Well, goodbye, Joe. We got
settle down, far from town, get me a hero. I'm gonna get me all them fish that's in the fire. I'll spend my bun out of buying fine, what's the big deal? Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun. I wanna buy your head. We'll jump the line from this pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my chef meal.
Good Cajun song. We're broadcasting live from Charlotte Street this afternoon on Sidewalk Kaylee. We're here at Ed's Bookstore. Come on and see the vast array of titles that he has, good used books at excellent prices. Coming up now, we have Dennis Ryan and a good sing-along song, Liverpool Lou.
On Liverpool Lou. Why must my poor heart be following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpooloo. When I go out walking,
like the songs you're hearing this afternoon, why don't you log on to www.kayleyradio.com. We play 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the very best in Cape Breton and Celtic music.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing!
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
First, folks, in heaven there is no beer, so you better get going right here. Coming up now from the Summertime Review, we have Marcel Doucet with a fiddle trio. that was Marcel Doucette from Shetty Camp, and that was recorded at the Summertime Review. And our next song coming up is called Oceanside Again. And speaking of Oceanside, if you're looking for something to do this Sunday evening, come on over to Sydney, or come on over to North Sydney, down at Indian Beach. We're there from 6 to 8, and we're having a summer Kaylee. There's lots of free parking. You can sit in the comfort of your own vehicle, enjoy the summer weather, or bring your own chair and listen to our show and watch the sun go down. Indian Beach is located on Purvis Street along the waterfront, and there's a children's playground as well as the beach to entertain the young ones. And in the event of rain, we'll be broadcasting 6 to 8 on Tuesday evening. The shows are brought to you courtesy of our community sponsors, McIntyre Hardware and Crown Taxi. Our music today, we're broadcasting live in a Sidewalk Kaylee from Ed's Bookstore in Charles Street. Coming up now, the Rankins. Yes, who is she indeed? We're from Mabo, the Rankin family. Tell my ma. Well, we've come to the end of our Sidewalk Kaylee today. We'd like to thank Ed Gillis from Ed's bookstore here right on Charlotte Street. Come on down. They have all kinds of books, and they got CDs here. They've got pictures, I see, and they've got magazines, all kinds of interesting titles, and at very reasonable prices. You're listening to Kaylee Radio, and we broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.